Way. Me and my brother was down close to the depot when I heard the report of a pistol. I hollered, "I wonder what was that?" And he run out and he come back in. He said, "That was a report of a pistol." And I thought I was gonna faint when he said, "Mr. Garfield's been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield's been shot down low." Lord, I knew that President was supposed to be down to depot that day, but I just wouldn't let myself believe that he had been shot. Me and my brother run out there, and everybody was all confused and hollering and run around, and I stepped up to this one lady, and I said, "Ma'am, what was it really that happened, ma'am?" And she said, "Mr. Garfield's been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield's been shot down low." Well, it looked like everybody felt just about as bad as I did. Everybody started drift off to home. Me and my brother did too. Then a few weeks later, I heard that the president was still alive. So I told my brother, I said, "Hey, let's get on a train and go to that big house up there and see how the president is. Let's go up there to where he's laid up hurt and see can we see him." So we went on up there and that big white house, and there was a soldier boy standing around outside, and I sidled up to him and I said to that soldier boy, I said, "Who was it that did it? Who was it that shot the president?" And he said, "It was Charlie Gitto that shot Mr. Garfield." And I said, "Charlie Gitto done shot down a good man, good man. Charlie Gitto done shot down a good man low. Charlie Gitto done shot down a good man, good man." That soldier boy said that Miss Lucretia Garfield was always at his bedside in the heat of the day, fanning him when he was hot. And he said just that morning that he had been at the window and he had overheard Miss Lucretia and Mr. Garfield talking. And Mr. Garfield said, "Crete, honey," he called her Crete. He said, "Crete, honey, if something worser happens to me," he said, "you get yourself a good man." And she said, "Now, James," she called him James. She said, "James, I won't hear to that now. So I love you too much." And he said, "You'll make some good man a good wife, good wife. You'll make some man a good wife, gal. Don't pull in single harness all your life, good gal. Don't pull in single harness all your life." That's what he said, "Don't pull in single harness all your life." Well, a little while later, we come back around there and things had changed. The flag was hanging halfway up the flagpole and everybody was crying and standing around sad. And I walked back up to this soldier boy and I said, "Soldier boy, is Mr. Garfield?" And he said, "Yeah, he's gone. Gonna lay him by that cold, lonesome branch down low. Mr. Garfield's been shot down low. Oh, Mr. Garfield's been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield's been shot down low. Have you heard the news? Mr. Garfield's been shot down, shot down, shot down. Mr. Garfield's been shot down low, low."